KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking politics with Ashley Buttonshone of the Whatcom County group called We Will, and also a host of Saturday Morning Live, rotating host on that show Saturdays at 8 in KGMI. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So for folks who might not be aware, tell us first briefly, what is We Will?
We're a group of people who came together after Inslee locked everything down around November, and we just wanted to push back on what he was doing, telling us, you know, we can't gather in our home to have Thanksgiving, can't do Christmas. And it's grown from there to supporting businesses. We have pop-up community support where we ask the community to come around itself and support restaurants that are in great need. And we've had some events with local business owners to bring them together so we can hear what they need and find out what we can do as a community just really to support them. So we're continuing to push back on, I guess government overreach, really.
Okay.
So.
So you've got an event tomorrow that caught my eye up in Blaine from 4 to 6 called the Constitutional Foundation Event. And it's so important. I saw Summer, wasn't sure with you guys, but just a reminder that our politicians, the people we elect to be in office, need to understand the Constitution they're elected to uphold and defend and preserve, and you all are trying to make an effort to help with that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's so important to have, like you said, a good foundation. You know, if we're not educated on our history, if we're not educated on our founding documents, how are we supposed to know our rights and how are we supposed to know, you know, how to defend our liberties? So we want to inform people so that they can go out and, to be able to push back and defend, but really you need to know these things to do things in a manner, in a way that is going to be lasting. So we want to give people resources and inform them. So coming on Saturday, we want people to get together and learn, but share amongst each other, you know, how they feel and why they're there.
So what will happen at the event tomorrow from 4 to 6 in Blaine, the Constitutional Foundation event?
Yeah, so what we're going to do, again, providing resources, we've got some speakers. We've got somebody coming up from Skagit. There's a group down in Skagit that's doing something similar. And we want their main person there to come up and speak to us to show what they're doing down there. They're also doing something in Snohomish. And we want this to grow throughout Washington State so that the people of Washington State can in Skagit, what they say, they want to live free, and they want to educate people. So we want to have people come and listen and hear what's going on around the state, as well as we've got some videos that have constitutional education that we're going to be showing as well.
If people want to attend that, how do they reach out to you to get more information?
Yeah, so you can go to wewillwhatcom.com to RSVP to the event. And that's it. And then you show up, and we would love to have, we are limiting how many people who can come. So please do RSVP. But we really want to see this spread throughout the county, and we want people to take charge of their education. So what we can do is facilitate that and give you guys the resources.
Okay. We are pretty food oriented here in the KGMI Morning News. So do you have any more restaurant pop-up community supports coming up that you know of in the future?
We do, and if you go to our website, wewillwhatcom.com, we'll be having our diner and extreme sports bar and grill coming up real soon, and so those actually will be updated today on the website. So continue to watch the pop-up community support, because we do, it's, you know, being in phase two with no explanation of what phase three is, we have restaurants that are continuing to really, really suffer. So having that community support coming around them is keeping them open.
I see some recent support was Paso del Norte in Blaine, and I think, were you at Rustler's or the Rusty Wagon, I think, in the Hannigan recently, too?
Yeah, so we've done Rusty Wagon, Paso Norte, Infusion is another one. Infusion is one, I live, in North County, and Infusion's been there for quite a while, but kind of set off the Hannigan, and I had no idea it was there. So that was a new restaurant that I discovered, and have now been there many times since our pop-up. And so the great thing about doing these too is that people are learning of restaurants that they have not been to, and now getting to enjoy all new food that they have not enjoyed before. Leader Block is another one, Ferndale. They have a kind of a unique setup there. And so for them, 25% is like 19 people in their restaurant. And so I would just say there's some that need the help. And Leader Block and Paso del Norte, they're two that if you can go support on a regular basis, they would really, really need that community support.
All right. The website is wewillwacom.com. Is that right, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, Ashley Buttonshone is the one of the group organizers of We Will Whatcom, also one of the rotating hosts on Saturday Morning Live, Saturdays at 8 o'clock on KGMI. Ashley, thanks for joining us this morning.